Priscilla, first of all, can I tell you that if I'm flipping around and one of your Naked Gun movies is on, I always have to watch. You were great in those movies.
Thank you. I had so much fun in those movies. I mean, it was great working with Leslie Nielsen. We did three Naked Guns, and it was pure joy with the cast and everyone else. I think, I've never done comedy before, but it was easy with him because he was funny, truly funny. And all those laughs were actually real.
Yeah, well, you were a nat you seemed like a natural in there. I read
Thank
your
you.
book, Elvis and Me, quite a few years ago. You wrote about the good and the bad, the happy and the sad. In the recent movie, Priscilla, it seemed to paint a darker picture of your relationship with Elvis. What's the truth?
Well, Sophia called me up and told me that she wanted to do the movie,
Sofia
and
Coppola.
the Coppola from my book. And I've always been an admirer of her. I like her work. I like her concepts. And I would not have done it with anyone else but her, to be honest. But I was a bit disappointed too, because first of all, I don't think it was all her. They only gave her an hour and a little bit, maybe more, but they wouldn't give her any more time. She wanted a half hour more to extend and to go further with the footage, with the film. So, but I get what you're saying. I didn't like how he was perceived when he was on the phone talking to Colonel Parker. He got very upset. That's the scene when he was in his office upstairs from Graceland. I had just walked in, and he got very angry. He had a bad argument with Colonel, and he picked up his desk chair and he threw it against the wall. He had looked down, and when he looked up and he threw it, I was there. So that made it look like he threw it at me, and I did not like that. And I did call Sophia on it, but there was nothing she could do. Obviously, the film was made when I saw it first time. So, but that was not aimed at me, and it made it look like, he was this monster getting, the thing is about he was a human being, and he had likes and dislikes like everybody else, but people really took this further, thinking, oh my God, this is the way he is. It was not the way he is. He very rarely, rarely got upset unless there was a reason, unless it was a reason why he should be upset. Maybe at one of the guys who didn't fulfill something that he asked them to do, and time was, moving on, and he asked, let me have the paperwork. And he said, oh, I didn't do the paperwork or something. And then he would go nuts because he needed to send it to Colonel Parker. So yes, he had a bit of a temper, but I have to say it was deserving of some of the antics that the guys did or didn't do.
In his exhaustive biography of Elvis, Peter Guralnick said that you saw Elvis without his defenses. You knew his secret fears, his desires. After all these years, Priscilla, all the books, movies, documentaries, what is still misunderstood about Elvis? What do you know that the rest of us don't? Is there anything?
Oh, wow. Well, I think, to be honest with you, when Elvis would get on stage and he would perform, let's take Vegas, and the shows were full every single night, he would go backstage after the show and ask, how did I do? Did I do okay? Did I miss anything? He was so, and he would be so nervous, no one would ever know. On every show, he would be nervous. He never showed it because he had fun. He showed things, I mean, he would show off and show his costumes and, spread the capes open. And he loved the audience, sharing, Bill Ballou's designs with the audience. But Elvis never walked out really feeling that he did a good job, which is it's unfathomable because he always did a great job.
Yeah, that's amazing because he obviously lived to perform, and he seemed to be just the model of total security when he was on stage. When you met him, you were just 14. He was 24. You were mature for your age. How would you describe him at that time?
I met him in very vulnerable times. His mother just died prior him going to Germany. His mother felt that he was going to war. She only had a second grade education. So when she said he was being, I'm going to use sentenced to Germany, she was, her health failed.
Mm-hmm.
She was scared to death that he wouldn't come home. She thought he was going to war. And he would try to explain to her, you know, Mama, you know, I'm not going to war. I'm just going over there. You know, this it's a mission, yes. And I was going over there to do what the country wants me to do. And she just never got it. Mm-hmm. Never got it. And he was so close to his mother. Very, very close. That relationship. That was their only child, her and Vernon. And she absolutely adored him.
So when you met him, he was really worried about his mom and he was away from her. And that describes how he was when you met him at, he was 24, but he was very vulnerable, you're saying.
Yes, very vulnerable. Nervous about his career. He thought that the fans would forget about him. He would be out for 2 years, basically. He thought he'd be a has-been. He knew that there was Frankie Valli that was coming up, new singers, that were coming up. And he was, while he was in Germany, and he thought that he'd be taken out, that fans would forget him.
Even though you were only 14, you were, in a way, more secure than he was at that time.
Yeah, I think so. I've never been through what he has been through, you know, a loss of a parent at that time and having such a big career and thinking that it wouldn't be there for him. I didn't experience any of that, but I heard a lot of it. I was basically the listener. I was the ears. He was the mouth. I mean, sharing everything with me. And I think one of the things that he not admired in me, but trusted me in was that I never shared that I knew Elvis with the kids at school or anybody. I never told anyone I was seeing him. I never expressed that to anyone. And he couldn't believe it because most people go, guess what? I'm seeing Elvis Presley or this or that, or don't tell anyone. I never did that. I really wanted to just keep that to myself so that I didn't want kids to know and it get out and then it would spread out and then our relationship I felt would be ruined. I didn't want to betray him.
Fast forward now through your long relationship with him, which also continued even after the marriage ended. What do you remember about the last time you saw Elvis?
Oh my gosh. The last time I saw him was in Las Vegas. It just actually before he passed, the last time he was in Vegas, and he just didn't look in good health. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was definitely concerned. He wasn't the same. So there was definitely a lot of concern. Now, mind you, you know, Elvis would come to my home at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, unannounced. He would go, and I had Lisa going to school early in the morning, and of course she'd be sleeping, and all of a sudden I hear the doorbell ring, and he was there. Joe Esposito drove in, and he stayed in the car while Elvis and I spent a few hours talking. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm really concerned because my daughter needs to go to school. I need to go back to bed. Didn't matter to him. He stayed as long as he wanted, and he would do this regularly. I never knew. And so, when it was,
this you're talking about after the divorce.
Yes, mm-hmm. After the divorce.
So many people are still so sad about Lisa Marie. Tell us how she's memorialized at Graceland.
Well, of course, we have here. She's the gravesite. She's there at the gravesite, along with Elvis and Vernon, the family, and fans come and they bring flowers. I mean, flowers are all over. And of course, we address her and, of course, Elvis and Vernon, you know, anytime there's a birthday or Elvis week, and the fans come by the droves. And yes, it's as if he was still there.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about one of my favorite songs from Elvis, 1972. This is a year before your divorce. And here are the words Elvis sang. You know them well. Love has slipped away, left us only friends. We almost seem like strangers. And someday, when she's older, maybe she will understand why her mom and dad are not together. There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways. Separate Ways is still played a lot. How does that hit you now?
Oh, my gosh. Hard, to be honest with you. I don't really listen to that song. It makes me very sad. Very sad. I'm just very lucky that we still had a good relationship. And that, you know, in seeing each other, we trusted each other. But yeah, it's when I first heard that song, I didn't listen to it for almost a year.
Really? Priscilla, thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. I hope you have a very happy, healthy new year.
Thank you. And you too as well. Thank you very much. Take care.